justice is more crucial than ever in Zimbabwe if there's to be any lasting peace. I think in a country like Zimbabwe, which has seen such violence and such widespread immunity, justice, obtaining justice in the long run, getting the evidence and documenting what's been taking place will be crucial for if there will be any peaceful transition at all in Zimbabwe. So many abuses have been committed since the 1980s, and these abuses have gotten away with it. On Zimbabwe, there has been so much impunity, such widespread impunity. Abusers have been able to perpetrate and commit acts of violence and all kinds of violations without being brought to justice. Robert Mugabe has made it clear that only God can remove him from power. I think that's just a sign of how determined he is to cling on to power by whatever means possible. And he has shown that he will do anything to maintain power. I think President Thabo Mbeki for years has decided that the only way to find a solution to the crisis in Zimbabwe is by quiet diplomacy, so-called quiet diplomacy. And our argument at Human Rights Watch is that this quiet diplomacy has not worked and that he should take a much far tougher line on Robert Mugabe if the crisis in Zimbabwe is to end. Finally, with what's been happening in the past few months in Zimbabwe, international pressure has told, and Mbeki himself has come under a lot of pressure to take a much tougher stance